We have Jesus in our hearts, right? So I'm not going to pray because we already done that, right? So he's already with us. He's never left us. He's always with us. So I just want to share something this morning. It's not going to take too long. But I was thinking a lot lately, and we just got done with Grief Share. And so it's kind of interesting. I was just thinking about this a couple of weeks or so, about what has changed in my life in the last almost 6 months. What has changed, right? It's kind of a funny question because what has changed in me, you know? We have people in our lives that pour out and pour out and pour out, and when they're not there anymore, do I just continue in the same old thing, or has something changed? And I'm reading out of the scripture. It's called Romans 12, verse 2. And it says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And I was reading that, and I'm like, wow, what has changed? I mean, and I'm not just talking about Pastor Steve in my life. I'm talking about the man that introduced me and showed me the Lord, right? He that's what he lived, and he showed me that. And now that I don't have that figure there anymore, am I still following that model that was set before me, or am I conformed back to the ways that it was, back to the blah, the everyday life? And I looked up the word conform, and it says to act in accordance or in harmony or to comply to what's going on around you. And I had to sit down and think about that, because to be honest with you, there are moments that there is a conforming and just a blah, like, yeah, things aren't really like I thought they should be. Or, you know, you don't have a pillar to lean on. But at the end of the day, I'm reminded that my pillar is Jesus. And that's who he showed me. And that's who, out of all of this, that's who I need to lean on. And so I've been praying a lot and been asking God to show me what I'm conforming to. And if it's not of him, can I be transformed? Because that's what Scripture says. Scripture says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so how do we get to a place of conforming? Because a lot of things in our lives being conformed, a lot of things in our lives go according to what we've done before. I've had a message before where it talks about when Jesus died. Peter went back to what he knew. He conformed back to the things he knew. He was a fisherman. That's what he did. All of a sudden, it seems like life is back to normal than before we knew this person or whatever, right? And so a lot of things in my life in the last 6 months, some of the things has conformed back to the things that I knew before I had Steve in my life. And a lot of greedy thoughts came up. A lot of envy came up. A lot of jealousy. A lot of hatred came up. And that's conforming to this world and the patterns of this world. That's what we do. We all of a sudden grab all these things back because it's something that we're used to, and it's something that's already dead, but we kind of give it power and we resurrect it and we bring it forward. So I asked God, what does it mean to be transformed? And I looked up the word transform, and it says to change something completely, and usually in a good way. I would say always in a good way. If you are being transformed, you actually lay this down and you turn around, and that's where probably the word repentance comes in too. You repent, you turn around, and you go the other way. You go the way that you know how to go, right? And in that, when we are being transformed, our minds are being transformed. How do we do that? What do we do? Philippians 8 talks about that. It says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think on these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So by us renewing our minds, meaning we focus on the one that is worthy of praise, right? That is worthy of all these things. And I know we go through slumps and we go through times and, you know, the things that feel like is always there. It's nagging and it's, you know, our emotions and all these things play against that. Scripture says every day, by renewing our minds every day, we will win the battle. The battle is already won, but in our own lives, we will win the battle with Him in it, right? And we will beat depression. We will overcome emotional breakdowns. We will overcome all these things. And I love, so by renewing our mind, we gain knowledge, right? Because that's what we do. We think upon these things. We read Scripture, and we get knowledge in our minds, right? And that's a good thing. And then by getting to know stuff in here, we step out. That's the next step. We step out and we gain experience. Like, I love, we had a conversation last night and with somebody, and it's like, yeah, we love the things that Bethel does. We love the way they preach the heart of God, and we love how they send people out, and these kids go out and they pray for the sick and they get healed and all these things, right? I love that, but if our mind is being transformed every day and we have all this knowledge, if we don't step out and experience that, then that doesn't help. Then it just stays knowledge. And Brady said one day that if you know something, the knowledge doesn't change you. You know, it's not knowledge that changes you. It's the act of doing something that changes you, right? So by transforming our minds, reading Scripture, you know, that's good in itself. That's good in itself. It is taking in the Word of God and allowing that to transform us. But then we can't sit with it in our hearts all the time. We have to move out. You know what I mean? And I heard somebody said one day that, you know, I have a saying sometimes that I thank God that He kept me out of religion, so I don't have to break down a lot of stuff. But I have a saying that I hate religion, but I love relationship, right? But I'm a hypocrite if I say I hate religion and don't find myself in relationship, right? Then I'm a hypocrite, because then I might as well just say that and keep quiet and do whatever I do. But at the end of the day, it's all about relationship. And if I'm being transformed in the Word of God, it means I'm now in relationship with Him. And that's where everything starts. I would not be work-based, right? Because I feel sometimes we are, and I can't say we. Let me point the finger to me. There are times in my life that I went from one spot and asked for prayer and didn't find an answer. Then I went to the next one, same thing, find answer, didn't get the answer, went from one spot to the other. And I believe in the body of Christ that there's a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for everything, because it says when you're sick, go to the church, go to the elders, let them lay hands. I understand that. I am all for that. But I think we as individuals sometimes, no, me as an individual sometimes want an answer and I want it right now. But if I can't get it from this spiritual person, I go to the next one. And if I can't find it from this one, I'll go to the next one. I've been there. I've done that. And at times I still find myself doing that. But that in itself is taking me away from relationship, where I, you know, it's not about my works. It's about the work that has already been done on the cross by Him, right? It's about relationship, and it's about finding myself in Him as a son or as a daughter in Christ, you know. So by renewing our minds, by thinking on all these things, I don't know if I'm making sense, but in my mind I think I am. But by us renewing our mind, letting Scripture run through our hearts and our minds, we are renewing our mind. And so renewing the mind requires more than just head knowledge. We must also put into practice what we have learned. And that's why I say we need to step out. and do what we feel like God is telling us to do. It is one thing to know about God, but it's another thing to know God, right? It's one thing to know about what Jesus has done. It's one thing to read Scripture and trying to renew your mind and know all these things that He's done. But it's another thing to experience those things with Him as He has done it, right? And walk it out, you know? We had a huge thing a couple of weeks ago, Azusa's Now, right? And it's like the new awakening, there's an awakening taking place and it's just spreading and you can hear there's a trembling and people are, you know, schools are being set alight. There's revival taking place in schools in Virginia and stuff like that. And it's because people are now burning on the inside and it's like, well, it needs to come out, right? We need to get that out. We need to know what God is doing and in that essence step out because it's all about relationship. I don't know if I'm really making sense, but our minds are renewed as we learn of Him. The more we read, the more, because for a while there, I'm a Christian and I know that, but for a while there, you kind of put your Bible to the side, right? And it's like, okay, God, I know a lot about You, and I can say my prayers in the morning, and I go about my day, and I come home, and I say my prayers at night, but I never pick this thing up, and I mean, no, this is fine. We never pick the Word of God up again, you know, or we leave it for seasons, because we believe we're a people driven by seasons. We know seasons, God works in seasons, but I believe reading Scripture should never be a seasonal thing. It should be an everyday thing. And the only way we can be transformed in our minds, in our hearts, is by allowing this to wash us every day. You know, the blood of Jesus, it says that He died on the cross and His blood washed away all our sins. And it doesn't just happen one time. It's a continuous thing. His blood is efficient every day. It's washing away. And our battle isn't against sin because it's already won. Our battle is to understand and to know that we are sons and daughters of God. Because if that's our focus, if our focus is being transformed into the likeness of God, if that's our focus, then sin is already won. Sin has already been beaten. It's already been defeated, right? It's at the cross. That's what Jesus did at the cross. And we would not worry about that. But then when we do step out of line, because now we are in relationship, we can go back and say, God, forgive me. You know, this is against everything that You are in me, you know what I mean? And then I just, you know, that's where we as people can get to a place where, yeah, I messed up, I can move on because I've asked forgiveness, right? Because sin isn't holding us down. It's not the sin issue that's holding us down. What's holding us down is our mind. We don't renew our mind every day, and we don't understand that we truly are sons and daughters of God. We don't understand that. And I just want to encourage you this morning. That's kind of what I want to do. I just want to encourage us this morning that Scripture isn't just a book with black letters on it. If we allow Scripture to wash our hearts and our minds every day, it becomes alive. And I love what Paul the Apostle writes, that we are living, I don't know the word, in my mind I think I'm saying it, but we are living epistles. We are epistles, right? Whatever that word is. We are living epistles. Sorry, I can't say it any other way. But what we have taken in, people should read that in our lives, right? And the question today and the encouragement is, what has changed in your life in the last 6 months? What has changed in your life the last month? We just went through the resurrection. We just went through all of that. What has changed since then to now in your life? I don't know. That's the question for you. And I pray that you would take that and eat on that and just mold that in your hearts and saying, God, what am I doing? What is going on in my life, right? Because in my life, a lot has happened. A lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of just God putting His finger on a lot of stuff. So the encouragement this morning is, I want you guys to hear that without the Word of God, we are dead. We cannot function without the Word of God. And I know Christians that's been in the Word or been a Christian 40 years or 5 years or 2 months. It doesn't matter. This is what we need. We need this. We need this to wash our minds every day and our hearts every day. And that's the only, out of that is the only true way we can function as human beings. Because otherwise, we run around with envy, we run around with greed, we run around with hatred, we run around with all these things, lust of the world, lust of the flesh, and that keeps us dead, that keeps us away from the love of God. So just be encouraged this morning. With a renewed mind and heart, we put away the old ways and put on the new. 2 Corinthians 2:5 talks about it, that the old is gone and the new has come. And then I want to leave you guys with this verse, Galatians 5:22-24. Because when we do look back in our lives, what has changed? And we look back in our lives, we should see something, right? We should see a fruit. And whatever that fruit is, it's a fruit of the Spirit, right? It should be a fruit of the Spirit. It should be long-suffering, or it should be patience. It should be kindness. It should be something, right? And if those things aren't clear, visible, or anything in your life, renew your mind. That's it. Just renew, continuously renew your mind. Because God said when we do this, then the old is gone and the new will come, and this is how we will know, you know. And there's no judgment. I'm not judging anybody, but I'm judging myself for I need to change and I need to be renewed every day. Because if I'm not, then I'm dead to the old, or I'm dead to God and living in the old, right? So verse 22 says, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, right? A sense of compassion in our hearts and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our own energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessities is killed off for the good, crucified. So, just want to leave you guys with that verse and the encouragement that is, read Scripture. And it's not even Scripture. You know, I heard one of the evangelists, Todd White, says, I don't read Scripture to preach a sermon. I read Scripture so that people can read that in my life. Living epistles. What? What's the word? Epistles. There you go. Epistles. You know, so be encouraged, you know. Be encouraged. Let the living Word flow in and through us so that people around us can read Him in us. So, I just want to leave you guys with that. Be encouraged. And we are done with this segment of the day. We're going to